Hello and welcome. I'm so glad you've tuned in because today we're diving into one of the most fascinating and exam-rich topics in your EdExcel GCSE Religious Studies course, Christian Pilgrimage. Whether you're revising for the first time or doing a final polish before your exam, this episode is going to give you everything you need: the key facts, the theological concepts, the exam tips, and a quick-fire quiz at the end to test your recall. Pilgrimage is a topic that examiners absolutely love. Why? Because it touches on so many big ideas at once: faith, devotion, healing, community, the nature of God, and the differences between Christian denominations. Get this topic right, and you're unlocking marks across multiple question types. So let's get started. Grab a pen if you want to jot anything down, and let's go on a journey, a pilgrimage of our own, through the key ideas you need to know. So, what exactly is a pilgrimage? At its simplest, a pilgrimage is a journey to a sacred or holy place for religious reasons. But, and this is crucial for your exam, it is not a holiday. The key distinction is spiritual intent. A pilgrim travels with a religious purpose: to seek healing, to do penance, to deepen their faith, or to feel closer to God. The Catechism of the Catholic Church describes pilgrimage as a journey towards God. That's a brilliant quote to use in your answers. Now, the EdExcel specification focuses on two main Christian pilgrimage sites: Lourdes in France and Iona in Scotland. Let's look at each one in detail. First, Lourdes. Lourdes is a small town in the south of France, and it became one of the most visited pilgrimage sites in the world after a remarkable series of events in 1858. That year, a 14-year-old girl named Bernadette Soubirous claimed to have seen 18 apparitions. That means visions of the Virgin Mary in a grotto, which is a small cave near the town. Mary reportedly told Bernadette to dig in the ground and a spring of water appeared. This water is now believed by many Catholics to have miraculous healing properties. Today, over 6 million pilgrims visit Lourdes every year. The activities there are very specific, and you need to know them for your exam. Pilgrims bathe in the waters of the spring, hoping for physical or spiritual healing. They attend candlelit processions, carrying candles and praying together. They participate in the Stations of the Cross, which is a devotional practice that retraces the steps of Jesus on his way to crucifixion. This is the imitation of Christ's suffering that examiners love to see referenced. They also attend Mass and receive the sacraments. The theological purposes of going to Lourdes are rich and varied. Catholics go seeking healing, both physical and spiritual. They go to do penance, which means to show sorrow for sins and seek forgiveness. Some theologians describe pilgrimage as a supererogatory act. That means going beyond what is strictly required for salvation, doing extra acts of devotion to grow closer to God. And of course, being at Lourdes is seen as a powerful encounter with the sacred, a place where heaven and earth feel very close. Now, let's contrast that with Iona. Iona is a tiny island off the west coast of Scotland, and its Christian history goes back to 563 AD, remember that date, when an Irish monk named St. Columba arrived there and founded a monastery. From Iona, Christianity spread across Scotland and northern England, so it's a site of enormous historical and spiritual significance. In 1938, a Church of Scotland minister named George MacLeod refounded the Iona community, which is an ecumenical Christian community, meaning it welcomes Christians from many different denominations, not just one. This is a key contrast with Lourdes, which is specifically a Catholic site. What do pilgrims do at Iona? The activities are very different from Lourdes. There is no bathing in healing waters. Instead, pilgrims engage in ecumenical worship, shared prayer, and services that bring together Christians of different traditions. They hike across the island, particularly following the ancient Pilgrim's Way, a route that connects sacred sites. They participate in community life, sharing meals, and work alongside the Iona community. The focus is on spiritual renewal, refreshing and deepening one's faith, and on building Christian community across denominational divides. So you can see the contrast clearly. Lourdes is about seeking miracles, performing acts of penance, and Catholic devotion centered on Mary and the sacraments. Iona is about spiritual renewal, ecumenical fellowship, and connecting with the ancient roots of Celtic Christianity. Now, what does the Bible say about pilgrimage? Your examiners will award marks for referencing sources of wisdom and authority, what we call SOA. The key biblical reference is Luke chapter 2, verse 41, which tells us that Jesus himself went on pilgrimage to Jerusalem every year for the Passover festival. This is hugely significant because it means pilgrimage has a direct precedent in the life of Jesus himself. If Jesus went on pilgrimage, Christians can argue they are imitating Christ by doing the same. But here's where it gets theologically interesting, and this is where your evaluation marks come from. Not all Christians agree that pilgrimage is necessary or even desirable. Protestant Christians, particularly those in the Reformed tradition, often argue that pilgrimage is unnecessary because God is omnipresent, meaning God is everywhere all the time. You don't need to travel to a special place to encounter God. You can pray and worship wherever you are. Some Protestants go further and argue that venerating, that means showing special honor to Mary or saints at pilgrimage sites, is a form of idolatry, which is forbidden in the Bible. The Reformation of the 16th century, led by figures like Martin Luther, strongly criticized pilgrimage as a works-based approach to salvation, arguing that salvation comes through faith alone, not through acts like pilgrimage. So your evaluation must weigh these two positions. Pilgrimage as a meaningful, spiritually enriching act of devotion versus pilgrimage as unnecessary, potentially idolatrous, and inconsistent with salvation by faith alone. Right. Let's talk exam technique. This is where you can really boost your marks. First, the most common mistake I see candidates make is confusing pilgrimage with tourism. If you write that pilgrims go to Lourdes for a nice trip or to see the sights, you will lose marks. You must establish the spiritual intent, the religious purpose, that distinguishes pilgrimage from ordinary travel. Second, do not say all Christians go on pilgrimage. This is factually wrong and will cost you marks. Many Protestant and nonconformist Christians do not go on pilgrimage and actively disagree with the practice. Always acknowledge this diversity. Third, for your explain questions, these are the B questions worth 4 marks. Make sure you develop your answer. Don't just state a reason, explain it. Use connective phrases like, this means that, or consequently, or as a result of this. This secures you the development mark, which is the difference between 2 marks and 4 marks. Fourth, for your C questions worth 8 marks, you absolutely must include a source of wisdom and authority. Without one, you are capped at 2 marks. Use Luke 2 verse 41 for the biblical basis of pilgrimage, or quote the Catechism's definition of pilgrimage as a journey towards God. Fifth, for your D evaluation questions worth 12 marks, do not just list arguments for and against. Evaluate the strength of each argument. Ask yourself, how authoritative is this source? How convincing is this reasoning? A strong answer will say something like, the argument that God is omnipresent is particularly compelling because it is grounded in a core theological attribute of God accepted by all Christians, whereas the Catholic emphasis on sacred sites is more tradition-specific. And remember your specific details. Examiners reward precision. Don't just say, a girl saw Mary. Say, Bernadette Soubirous, aged 14, reported 18 apparitions of the Virgin Mary at Lourdes in 1858. Don't just say Iona is old, say St. Columba founded a monastery on Iona in 563 AD. Okay, quiz time. I'll ask the questions, you try to answer before I give you the answer. Ready? Question 1. What year did Bernadette Soubirous have her visions at Lourdes? The answer is 1858. Question 2. How many apparitions did Bernadette report? 18. Question 3. Who founded the monastery on Iona and in what year? St. Columba in 563 AD. Question 4. What is the term for an act of devotion that goes beyond what is required for salvation? Supererogatory. Question 5. Which Bible verse shows Jesus going on pilgrimage? Luke 2, verse 41. Question 6. What is the key theological argument against pilgrimage from a Protestant perspective? That God is omnipresent, so travel to a sacred site is unnecessary, and that salvation comes through faith alone, not works. How did you do? If you got all 6, brilliant, you're in great shape. If you missed any, go back and review those specific points. Let's wrap up with the key takeaways from today's episode. Pilgrimage is a journey to a sacred place for religious reasons, not a holiday. The spiritual intent is everything. Lourdes, founded in 1858 after Bernadette's visions, is a Catholic site focused on healing, penance, and Marian devotion. Iona, founded by St. Columba in 563 AD, is an ecumenical site focused on spiritual renewal and Christian community. The theological reasons for pilgrimage include healing, penance, salvation, spiritual renewal, community, and the imitation of Christ. The key biblical reference is Luke 2, verse 41. Protestant objections center on God's omnipresence and salvation by faith alone. these objections must be addressed in your evaluation questions. Always include specific names, dates, and sources of wisdom and authority in your answers. And always evaluate, don't just describe. Thank you so much for listening. You've got this. Good luck in your exam, and remember, every mark counts. See you next time.